can't just immediately lay down and go to bed.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Greg, we have all the windows open and logging trucks went by all morning.
Poor Greg.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think he was sleeping through it because I told him at 9, I was like, I'm going to get out of bed. Do you want me to shut the windows? And he's like, no.
Do you have, you guys have like blackout curtains and stuff too, don't you?
They're not blackout, but they're thicker. So it does keep it like fairly dim.
Yeah.
If we had blackout curtains, I would never get up.
You're one of those people.
Oh, yeah.
If I have blackout curtains and I see remotely that the sun is up, I'm like, all right, well, it's time to start my day. Let's go. Oh. I can't just like, every once in a while I can come back to bed and sleep, but.
Because even if I wake up and I know it's like raining outside or I know it's cloudy, it makes me want to stay in bed so much longer.
Really?
Yep. When the sun is shining, I've been doing way better because, you know, I'm a night owl.
Yeah.
So like, I'm up and out of bed on my days off by like 9:30, 10 o'clock now.
Damn.
That's impressive.
When you worked at the pet stop, you were would sleep until like noon or like 11.
Yeah, because I worked there at noon. For a while, though, I was getting up at like 9:30 and going to the gym or going running.
Yeah.
And then like showering and going to work at noon. But yeah, I got pretty bad for a while.
Yeah.
And then my last job, I on my days off, I would just lay in bed. But I think I was depressed for a lot of that.
That's sad.
Yeah. I think it was depressed sleeping, not tired sleeping.
Oh. Are we recording? Oh, my God.
Oh. When did you start recording?
Blackout curtains, sleeping in...
Oh. Well, going back to the blackout curtains, though. So, I just bought blackout curtains at Meijer, and they're like the best curtains.
Were they very expensive?
They were like $24 for two panels.
Oh, so that's like totally reasonable. Because mine are just like
I never, like...
I don't like spending money on shit like
my
that either.
My expensive might be someone else's cheap.
No,
or
because
vice versa.
You can go in and have like custom window coverings done for like hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
No, they were like $24 to $30 for two panels, and they're like a yellow color too on the outside or
nice.
On the inside. So
Yeah, I mean, my curtains are a step above like a sheet.
You need to get new curtains.
And the girls, when they were little, girls, and I say girls, I mean my kittens, who are now cats, they would climb the curtains.
Yeah.
So why would I spend a lot of money? They're like $10 panels from Walmart or somewhere.
Dollar General, the old DG. We should probably start this because this is a long one. Well, it's a long film. I don't necessarily know how long this is going to be. Okay.
I'm just staring at you.
My name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to be learning all about Danny and what a great breakup movie this is.
Yeah.
It is. It is. And Midsommar, I guess I should have like said the title.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about Midsommar, and the director is Ari Aster.
Good job.
Oh, my God. I know.
I actually know someone named Ari.
Oh, okay.
So that was easy. That's an easy one for me.
And this film stars Florence Pugh. Looked that up, too. I'm getting better.
You are getting better.
Jack Rayner, Wilhelm Blumgren, Will Poulter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And then William Harper. And then...
Good job.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I'm getting so much better at doing nameologies.
I did notice that you didn't get into, like, any of the Swedish girls' names.
No. Nope. Can't do that.
Yeah, I was wondering. I'm like, no. Is she going to do all the characters? Because, like, Danny did make a few friends there. But
yeah, like Pelle or Wilhelm's character.
Mm-hmm.
His sisters.
Is it? How do you say that? Pelle?
Pele.
Pele.
Pele. Yeah.
I don't know.
Now,
and name. I didn't notice it in the...
Pele.
Okay.
I think it's Pele.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess Danny is the main lady in it. And then Christian, who's Jack Rayner, is her boyfriend. And then Pele is the guy from the village that we're going to be talking about where this takes place. Will Poulter plays Mark, who's a douchebag. That's pretty much all I really have to say about him.
Yeah.
And then William Harper plays Josh, who is an anthropology student doing his grad work.
Yeah, they're all college students.
Yeah. And all of the guys, anyway, are anthropology majors going forward.
And what's Danny's psychology? Mm-hmm. Psychology major?
Yep.
I really liked Josh in it because I love A Good Place. Or The Good Place.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He's cheaty.
Yep.
Okay. Greg noticed it right away.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to quote Pat in this one because he came over to watch it with us.
Yeah.
And he's like, you guys are going to have one fucking weird podcast. Like, it was weird.
Because it was a super weird movie. But when I look at movies, I mean, Hereditary, that was a weird movie. And it's done by Aster, too. So yeah. This Hereditary is like not or is darker than this by a long shot. I would watch Midsommar.
I thought, okay, what I thought was weird is that I thought the cinematographer for it mm-hmm. also did Hereditary. And I thought it was weird because that one is so dark.
It's so
where this
different.
One is so like sunny and bright.
Yeah.
I didn't think this was scary at all.
I
was dying to tell you that. That's why we could not talk about
it
beforehand.
I had a lot of built up anxiety about it because a while ago I had read like the Wikipedia and stuff and like.
Yeah, like right when it came out.
Yeah.
It was such a big deal and it mm-hmm. won awards and everyone was
and
talking
then
about it.
When it was like describing all the deaths and everything, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have a panic attack watching this. How awful. Like, you know, my anxiety with the Blood Eagle ritual and crap.
Yeah.
Like, bleh. But it wasn't bad at all.
Oh, it was bad.
Like, it was bad, yeah.
I didn't.
But...
No, I mean, I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't like it. Mm-mm. I really liked it. So
there were parts that I did like, so right. I'm not, like, going to totally knock it the whole time.
No.
I did like it. But the fact that it was 2.5 hours long.
It shouldn't have been 2.5 hours
long.
Was
a stretch.
Long.
And the director's cut of it is 3 hours long. So there were things that there's a lot more sex scenes and stuff that got cut because they had it at NC-17.
Okay.
And they had to cut a bunch to knock it down to R.
They could have easily made this a 2-hour movie, if not under.
And I don't know. I just wasn't that impressed
this
with it.
This is going to be really interesting
because you liked it.
I really liked it. I don't know if I was like super impressed by it, but. I liked
and
it.
And I mean, I understand why people like it. Like, I'm not going to knock you for liking it.
Right.
But I feel weird, too, like, reviewing one that I didn't really care
for. No, it's fine.
Because I kind of felt, so the first time I saw Hereditary, I thought it was terrifying, and I told everybody about it. Well, then when I watched it again,
mm-hmm.
it was like there was key scary things that happened.
Yeah.
That were like, oh my God, that's so shocking. But then the story was just seemed like it was kind of built around that.
Yes. Yep.
So
I know what you're saying.
It's like, oh, I have this idea where like a little kid gets decapitated. And that was like super scary and Hereditary. But then when you actually think about the film, it's like,
right.
Like, was it? If the, like, shocking, like, few disturbing things weren't mm-hmm. in it, like, would it be scary?
Well, that's how I feel about this one, too. And, like I said, I really liked it. But if the sacrifices and stuff didn't happen, it would just be, like, a...
And honestly, like, it does parallel to Wicker Man.
Absolutely.
And I liked Wicker Man
100%
so much.
Ah, Wicker Man. We
because
should do that one.
There's more of like a story to it.
Yeah.
Like Nicolas Cage is investigating a disappearance and there's like things going on and like twists and turns. You mm-hmm. don't really know what's happening. And then in this, it's like, you know, they're all going to die.
You know exactly what is going to happen right away.
Yeah.
Like... You get that feeling, especially if you pay attention. And we don't need to, like, dive into the symbolism and the tapestries and everything like that because it's so much.
There's so much.
There's so much. But you know that, like, these outsiders are going to, were being brought in to
for a reason.
Be sacrificed. Not just to, oh, we want to have, like, a fun time and invite all these people in. No, like.
No.
Okay.
All right. So it starts out, Dani is trying to get a hold of her parents. Can't get a hold of her parents.
Yeah.
I'm going to just spin through this real, the intro.
The beginning.
Yeah, real quick. So she can't get a hold of her parents, and her sister messaged her, like, something a little weird. She messaged her, I can't anymore. Everything's black. Mom and Dad are coming too. So then Dani's, like, panic mode. She calls Christian, tells him, like, what's going on. He tells her basically to calm down and that her sister's bipolar.
Like, this is just a cry for attention.
Yeah, blah, blah, your blah. Sister does stuff like this all the time where she says something and then flakes.
Yeah.
Don't take it seriously. So then Dani calls her friend and says, I think I'm overwhelming Christian. I think I'm too much. I think he's going to break up with me.
Which her friend actually gives her, like, good advice. Like, okay, so he's an asshole. Like,
so if you're too much for him, then maybe you should move on and find someone that can handle your family.
Like Pele.
Yeah, like Pele. So then she calls him crying. He had just talked to his friends about breaking up with her.
Ugh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's with, the main group of guys in the film. And her family died.
This was horrible.
This was horrible. So her sister killed her parents and killed herself with car exhaust.
Yeah, so she hooked up tubes to the back of the cars, started them. They had a garage, too, and she filtered the tubes underneath the parents' bedroom door, duct taped it, and then she duct taped a tube to her mouth, and
which,
can you imagine?
Seems extreme.
Seems very extreme, but
although I've seen a few like CSI and like TV shows where people kill themselves that way with car exhaust. And I can't take it seriously, which I know I should because it is very, like, tragic.
Yes.
But when I was in high school, me and Nicole were, I think she was smoking because I didn't smoke cigarettes at the time. But we were sitting in her garage in the winter and she's like, let's sit in the cars and stay warm. So we got in her car and started it and we're just sitting there and she's like smoking cigs. I'm like, oh my God, people die like this. So I think about that. I'm like, this is, oh my God, people die like this. We have to go inside.
Your face. You're just chilling in the garage.
Yeah, sitting in her running car. And then we're like, oh, wait, no, this is a bad idea. Oh, wait, nope. We were only in there for like a minute before oh my God. Like,
wait, it's a bad idea.
We're all like dizzy, like trying to climb out of there. But yeah. So when I see it in films, I'm not like...
You like go back to that funny moment with you and your friend. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like snickering. Everyone's like, oh my God, this is so tragic. Why are you laughing? I'm like, me in high school.
God.
So that kind of like...
That kicks off the whole film.
And that makes Christian like stay with her. Because now she's like this hot mess that just lost your family.
Yeah. And what kind of an asshole would break up with you after something like that would happen?
Well, I would prefer that
I would be with
a guy that, like, once again, I don't need that.
No.
We talked about this in Candyman.
But yeah. So it's like 6 months later or half a year,
I don't think it was really... Because they talked about next summer or something going on this trip, like in June.
So it had to have been like October, November.
And school was on.
So yeah, like winter.
So a few months pass. And then Christian is like, oh yeah, you didn't know I was going?
Yeah, Dani and him like go to a party and Dani like wants to get out of her apartment, whatever. Mm-hmm. So she's like, yeah, I'll go. It'll be fun. And all of his friends, like Josh and Mark and Pele, are talking about like this, going like, to Sweden.
Amazing trip they're going to go on.
Right. Because Pelle is originally from Sweden and like his family is there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Danny just like looks over at Christian and Christian's just like, well, I just kind of decided to go like a few weeks ago.
Well, first he acts like he doesn't want to go.
Oh, God. Who would not want to go? It's a month and a half in Sweden.
Are they spending that a month and a half there?
Yeah. They're spending like a long time there.
Because, I didn't know it was a super long time. I thought it was just for the festival, like a couple weeks.
Pelle invites Josh there for sure because Josh is doing his thesis on like pagan midsummer.
Yeah.
Or pagan midsummer festivals and stuff. So I think they're spending like a week in.
Okay. In Pelle's like home village. Yeah. Okay.
And then they're touring during like the summer festivals.
Oh, okay.
Which would be amazing. It would be so fun.
It would be so fun.
Minus the sacrificing.
Yeah, minus the murders. Mm-hmm. They argue about it, about how he didn't tell her, yeah. And then they were planning, and then kind of like last minute, he's like, I invited her.
Yeah. How would you feel if like your friend...
If Greg was like, oh, yeah, I was kind of thinking about going on this like month and a half vacation, but I don't really want to go. And then to find out that like
he actually really wanted to go.
He really wanted to go. And then, like, you hadn't talked about it forever. And he's like, oh, I told you about that. No.
He's kind of a dick.
Kind of?
I use that as an understatement.
Do you think he deserved it? We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Give you time to think.
We'll get there. I already know my answer because I have it written down. But, yeah. So, all of his friends are sitting around the table and then they all kind of leave when Danny comes in and yeah. Danny is sitting there with Pelle and Pelle is just like, you know, I know how you're feeling. Like I lost my family. Like yeah. I am so sorry. And he's very like,
compassionate.
Think, yeah.
Yeah. Where Christian, maybe not so much.
Yeah. No.
So then it like flash, she gets kind of like emotional talking to him about it, runs into the bathroom, and then it skips forward to her on the plane.
Yeah.
Like kind of panicking in the.
Yeah.
Because at first I was like, why is her bathroom like an airplane bathroom?
And then you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, they skipped some.
They skipped it.
So then they like get to the edge of the commune.
Yes. The group of people that Pelle is like originates from, like Harga, is that what it's called?
I mean, okay. I say Harga, but I'm sure it's not pronounced that way.
That's, yeah. Okay.
Because there's little dots over one of the A's.
Because there's Harga, which is like the people, but then there's like, it starts with an H.
It's a longer H word.
It's a longer H word.
Is Harga the community then?
I think it's the people of the community.
Oh.
Because I wanted to, like, look into it more, and then I just didn't, but...
I didn't either.
I should have asked my friend Caitlin, because my friend Caitlin, like, loves this movie, and she, like, dove into all of these, like, behind-the-scenes stuff and everything, and she was like...
You know who also loves it? Did you read about that?
Ariana Grande?
Yeah. I think it's Grand. It's not Grande.
Is it Ariana Grande?
Grande? I don't know.
I don't believe you.
Are you, like,
you.
Looking at Mike?
I am.
Is it Grande?
Yes.
I don't know. That's not, like, at all the kind of music I listen to. Because
she had, like, a midsummer party.
Yeah, and she, like, bid $1 zillion trying to get the final costume that she wears.
And she lost.
Which seems excessive. I would just sweat to death in that
thing. Where would you put that? Just on display? Would you wear it?
I think she wanted to wear it for the party.
That'd be beautiful.
I mean,
but
I don't go to parties like that.
Yeah.
So then they show up at the edge of the commune. It's where all the young people are like gathering there, mm-hmm. that have been like off doing their thing.
Yeah.
And then they all do shrooms,
which is hilarious.
They're like, sure, why not?
They're all in like a constant state of
fucked upness on some level
throughout
or
the entire film.
One of the things I saw too is that this is like the most realistic like yes. tripping for like anything.
They're all at like different personalities through their trip.
Well, the like imagery.
Yeah.
Because everything gets a little squirrely. But it's so much better because every time like hallucinogenic drugs are brought up in films, like sitar music starts playing.
Yeah.
And like animals start talking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think so.
I loved the scene. So they all sit around and take shrooms. And Mark is like flipping out.
Yes.
Hilarious.
That was hilarious. And that's, I mean.
Yeah.
How it is.
He's flipping out. Danny is just kind of like sitting there chill, but like not really chill. And then Pele is just like living his life. Like having a good old time. I love it so much because Mark everybody's like.
I'm going to lay down. Will you
please lay down? Everybody lay down. Someone else lay down with me. Oh, God. New people.
New people are coming. Lay down. But, like, you know, I'm 40 and my life experiences. That's what it's like. I mean, so then she has, like, a weird flash of her sister.
Yeah.
She, like, starts to lose a little bit and goes running to the bathroom.
Because she's on, like, antidepressants or something, too. Like, she's on, yeah, like, she's Ativan. On other stuff.
So she, this was spooky. When she goes into the bathroom and, like, lights a match to, like, light the candle, she sees a flash of her sister.
She does. And she's also, like, every time she's kind of, like, tripping out on something, like, her hands, like, mold into the earth.
Well, it gets progressively worse.
It gets progressively worse.
When it starts out, it's like her hand or her foot.
Yeah.
Something. She sees like grass growing through mm-hmm. it. And her like trippy like bonding with the earth gets like progressively worse.
Yeah. Or better, depending or on better. Your outlook.
Yeah. It becomes progressively more intense.
Yes.
So then they go on this like super long hike. Well, she passes out for who knows how long.
She passes out for like 6 hours.
Yeah. Because by the time she wakes up, everyone else, like it hadn't gotten dark or it did mm-hmm. for a little bit.
They said that in that area of Sweden, they only have like so many hours of nighttime.
Okay. During the summer, I'd imagine. Okay. I thought it was funny. So they walk into this like beautiful village, mm-hmm. like storybook village.
It's lovely.
Yeah, there's like flowers everywhere and like rolling hills and like everyone's wearing white and like all the kids are running around yeah. together playing games and it's just like crazy. And I think it might have been Mark that said we're stopping in Waco.
No shit.
Like I would see that and I'd be like, okay, this is too much for me. I want to go home. I would leave immediately.
Would leave.
I would leave in a lot of scary stuff though.
Yeah.
People stick it out way longer than I would. I'd be like, this is wrong. I feel weird. I'm leaving.
That's true. They meet up to, like, Pele's brother Dan brings two people from his school because he's going to university in, like, England or something. And he brought two people, Connie and Simon.
Yes.
To the village also. And they kind of, like.
I really liked Connie.
I did, too.
I thought she's super pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're dancing. I said the redhead with the nice braid and Christian dance.
Yeah.
More than once.
Yes. Oh God. That we'll get there. We'll get there. It's fine.
This is another thing. It's 2.5 hours long. So it's like this crazy slow build.
It's a slow burn
to like it's anything. A slow burn. Yeah. It was a lot for me to sit through. I'm like, and I read too, like, oh, you know, people that can't sit through it just don't have the attention span.
You know,
I'm like, no, I'll sit and watch all the Lord of the Rings movies in an afternoon.
Well, who wouldn't?
You know why? Because there's action.
Right.
And it's not just like a group of people that you don't really like being assholes.
The only person I was really invested in was Danny and Pele.
Yeah. And I liked Danny's like friend that she made. That was, like, the one she was dancing with.
I think it's one of Pele's sisters.
I mean, they're all...
They're all, like, brothers and sisters, but, like, I think that that's, like...
Yeah. Well, that would be cool, then, because her, that would, like...
I think it's her, and then I thought he said something about, like, Maya, the redhead, too, but...
Maya, I think, is his sister.
Okay, like, for sure.
I think.
And not just, like, sister.
I don't know. They're all beautiful. Yeah. They're all wearing these, like, embroidered white dresses. Mm-hmm. Even the guys were wearing, like, smock-type dresses. Yeah. Or, like, smock-type... It's not smock.
There's it's like a tunic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tunic-y type dresses. Yeah. So then I said the guy, Pele.
Pele.
Christian forgets Danny's birthday. Even though...
They've been together for 4 years.
Yes.
Like, why is that a thing?
And she mentions, like, oh, we'll be flying in on my birthday.
Yeah, she mentions it a couple times.
Yeah.
And he totally forgets about it. And Pele, like, drew her, a self-portrait.
Yes. An amazing, well, he, a self-portrait would have been of him.
Well, yeah, but, like,
he drew a portrait of her.
Yes.
And it's beautiful, and it's all, like, heartfelt, and they have, like, a talk, and, like, he's really,
He's really laying on the sugar.
Yes.
But laying not, on the sugar.
Not, like, in a creepy way.
No,
but
no.
But in a, I'm concerned about you, I care about you.
Yeah.
Like, in a sincere way.
And he tells Danny, you know, like, I lost my family in a fire, like, my parents in a fire. The community just embraced me.
Took
like,
me in. Took I was an orphan. In. He says that later, I think, though.
Yeah.
I think they talk about that later.
They have a couple, like, good talks.
Yeah. They have some heart-to-hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Did you write, like, a play-by-play?
I did, because I shouldn't have, because there's nothing going on in this.
Stop it. I enjoyed it. I
know you did.
I don't think it should have been 2.5 hours long, but I liked it.
Yeah. So then they have, like, a conversation, and then it goes out into the field, and they're all going for a walk, and they're talking about, like, how they make money. Yeah. And they talk about how Simon and what's her name?
Connie
are engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have another awkward thing like, oh, how long have you been together? Oh, we've been together 4 years. Like,
it's just Danny and Christian's relationship
is a hot mess.
A hot mess.
They should not be together.
Not at all.
And then that's when they see the bear in the cage.
Yeah. So they walk by and it's a beautiful sunny day, like the entire movie. And they're like, oh, look, a bear. And one of the Harga guys is just like, oh, don't mind the bear.
Okay.
Like, just don't worry about
it. And
it's
not like in a like a life sustaining sized
no
enclosure. It's in a kitchen table sized cage.
It's in like a cage you would see in a circus and like.
Olden times.
1890.
Yeah, where it's like a half a train car.
Like, you know that that bear is not long for life.
Yes.
And then above the bear is this huge tapestry of a woman.
Starts out nice, and then it gets like weirder and weirder.
We don't
weirder
need to go into detail, but it's a woman essentially meets a dude, and she falls in love with him, and she performs different rituals to get the man to fall in love with her.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to say. Because if you want to find out, you can either Google an image or you can just watch it.
Well, that is like...
What happens to Christian?
Well, so we'll get into it eventually. Yeah. But the tapestry says what's going to essentially happen to him. But that is like a wife's tale.
Yep.
Like true, like trick to get a guy to fall in love with you.
Both things. Both things are.
Yes. Ugh. We'll get there.
We'll get there. It's a lot to unpack. I would say.
Yes. So they stay in this like big churchy bunkhouse with like all this like ritual painting on the inside of it.
With all of the Harga people, like they all kind of like stay in there. Like there are multiple bunkhouses, but this is the main one where I think the youth stay.
The youth stay.
Yeah.
So between 18 and 36 year olds. Ones that are out like traveling, going to school, whatever, they when they come back to town, they stay in this bunkhouse.
Yeah, because they don't have like a permanent settlement in
Yeah. I would imagine when you hit 36. I wrote that down. I don't know where it falls in, but from 1 to 18, you're a child. 19 to 36 is your pilgrimage days, mm-hmm. where you go see the world. And then from 36 to 54 is when you're working age. Mm-hmm. And then from 55 to 72 is when you're a teacher.
Ah, I love it.
And 72 is the cutoff. You find out why.
Yeah, we'll get there.
So Christian, Pele tells Christian that it's Danny's birthday.
Yeah.
And so Christian shows up with a piece of cake and a candle, and it's so cringy and awkward.
It's just it's purposely done cringy and awkward. And he tries to light the candle, and she's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's just weird. I just don't like him.
I mean, this is just me, but if I had been with someone for 4 years and we were on this beautiful trip for my birthday, I might want more than a piece of cake.
I would have asked Pele what someone who is courting a lady in the village, what they typically do. And then I would do that because they were there. Or I would talk to because everybody is so welcoming and stuff. I would talk to
That's what we would do.
That's what we would do as ladies.
As ladies. So if it was Greg's birthday, I would be what's the birthday tradition here? Yeah. What do we do? Mm-hmm. How do I make Absolutely. That work? I don't think that would go the other way, though.
I don't think it would either.
I don't think I would just get a piece of cake.
Guys don't think like that. Mike is pretty good, but I don't know if he would do that.
No. So the cake thing is weird. Well, then there's a baby crying all night.
All night.
And I think that just kind of sets more of an ominous tone.
It builds the anxiety amongst everybody, not really being able to sleep. Danny is popping sleep pills crazy every night.
Yeah. Then the next day they're standing at the table, waiting for the appropriate time to sit down. And who knows? It seemed like they're standing there a long time.
Yeah.
So they're standing. And then it's weird because the elders start speaking in weird tongues, mm-hmm. that doesn't make any sense. And then they all take a shot. They drink there is questionable. You don't know if it's alcohol. You don't know if it's going to be spiked with hallucinogens. So then the two oldest people there get they have the ceremony, and after they eat, they get carried away on these chairs.
Yeah,
these,
and thrones. Pele is talking to Josh because Josh is doing his thesis on all of these things. Mm-hmm. And so they go through what ceremonies they're going to be doing and blah, blah, blah. And Pele mentions, I can't remember what it's called. It's at stupa or something like that.
That sounds right.
Where it's sacrificing the elders to bring prosperity to the community. And I don't think Josh or anybody in the group thought they thought it was going to be a symbolic sacrifice and not
symbology.
Yes. And not really them jumping off of a cliff.
Yeah, that was
that was a lot to take in.
Well, I think Josh kind of knew.
Do you think he knew for sure that
because when they that day they're what's going to happen? What's going to happen? He's he had this I know. Yeah.
That's
but
true.
I'm not telling you.
And he wasn't really shocked by it either.
No. He's that's what they do here.
Which.
As an anthropologist, though, I could see him not being like that.
Yeah. Just being
not everything is what we're used to. People do things and different ways.
He's 100% anthropologist student working on his thesis. He's talking to everybody, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Christian, on the other hand, has no idea what he wants his thesis to be and is just kind of lollygagging through life.
Mm-hmm. No direction.
No direction at all.
Not that I can say that that's a bad thing.
No, but
people go through life without direction all the time.
Look at me. Constantly surprised at how well things turn out.
So I just fall into luck. Fuck it, you know, things are okay. So first the woman, you see her standing on the cliff. This is another thing. It took a long time. Everyone is down below.
The anticipation.
But there wasn't anticipation. Should
not have been there.
Like
I was anxious. I wasn't at all.
Okay. I'm like, get to it. I know what's going to happen. I know that those old timers are going to jump off that cliff.
Yep.
So the woman jumps first. Then the guy does. This is pretty gruesome because he breaks his leg really bad and is still alive. And then someone rolls in with this gigantic like mallet and just smushes their face. Which
I think it would be scarier if they didn't show it.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't think that it should have been shown. And I know that like there's probably like some reason why they chose to actually show it, but it's the only killing that's actually like shown.
Well, you see what's his name get hit in the head too.
Yeah, but he's still alive though for a little bit anyway.
What?
Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not like immediately dead.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did close my eyes though, because I knew it was going to be like gory.
I watched it.
And I did like the peek through my fingers, like that helps. So I did see like the heads get smashed in. Whoa. Like, and then like multiple people in the community come up, and I think it's just to make it like not on one person.
Yeah.
So that one person isn't
doesn't
like,
have that guilt.
Bearing that guilt of doing it.
Like an executioner.
Which it was like an honor. Everything's an honor. Jumping off the cliff is an honor. Bashing their heads in is an honor. Like, it's a full circle. You know, you live your life and you die and you're happy to die. And I'm like,
I think people like join that community or who are raised in this fictional community, like know that like when you hit 72. Now, my question is, does everybody who turns 72 have to do that, or is it just a chosen two?
I imagine it's everyone that turns 72, and it just happened to be the two of them.
Okay.
Is my what my take on it.
And I did, like, I talked to Caitlin about this, too. So the Midsummer festivities happen every year, but the sacrifices only happen every 90 years.
Yes.
They don't happen every year. I needed clarification because I'm like, if they're just like pulling in people from the outside community, like you would think
every year, yeah,
something would get out.
It's every 90 years and they sacrifice 9 people.
Yep.
So one person for 10 years.
Okay.
Was kind of how I saw it.
Yeah. And they do 4 people from the Harga community, 4 outsiders, and then one is chosen by the May Queen.
Yeah, and I think it also breaks down, so there's 72, that's like the cutoff. Mm-hmm. Well, then there's another, was that the right math? 72.
Everything is done by nines.
Yeah.
So.
But the math is wrong there. When I was reading about it, it came out different. Anyway. So Danny is not doing well from this.
Danny isn't doing well. Connie and Simon are like, fuck this. We fuck are leaving. Everything.
Yeah.
And Josh and Mark and Christian, like, Josh is taking it better than anybody. But Mark and Christian are just like, well, like that, like, yeah, it's traumatizing. Like, what a day. But that's just how they do things.
And then that's when Christian says that he's doing his thesis on the village, too.
Which is bullshit.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Like, he's there for a day and he's like, oh, this is my thesis, when he knows that that's what his friend is doing his on.
And like, Josh again really kind of built his collegiate career around Midsummer festivals, paganism, like all of this stuff. And Josh, and like,
while he was there, while he was in Sweden too, he wanted to go to like multiple places to gather more information. And that's Christian's kind of argument. Like, oh, Josh, you're doing it on like all the stuff, and I just want to do mine on this village. So then they're both talking to Pele about it. Like,
Pele is like, hell no. Like, you can't do this. Like, this is our tradition. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Well, that's also when Pele talks to Danny and like talks her down.
Yeah.
And that's when he brings up that he was orphaned.
Yes.
His parents died in a fire.
Yep.
I wonder what kind of fire. Did you put that together?
I don't. Do you think that they were like chosen to be in the fire?
I think so.
Yeah.
But he was orphaned and then the community like took him in.
Yeah.
Took care of him. And then somehow she didn't want to go screaming out the door. I don't know.
Right. But we find out that if you try to leave,
it doesn't go well.
You just get murdered.
So then Danny, every night she's there, she's taking sleeping pills. Yeah.
Simon, like one of the villagers goes to Connie and it's just like, oh, Simon left. Like the person that drove him to the station will be coming back in a half an hour. Connie is just like, no, fuck this. And she just starts booking it. And then like 2 minutes later, everybody is kind of like doing their own thing around the village and you hear screaming in the woods.
Yeah.
It's Connie. Like,
yeah.
And Danny is like making herself at home, like going and helping people like in the kitchen and doing all this stuff. Like, it's just.
Yeah. She gets invited to like help in the kitchen.
By the brunette that like befriends her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's kind of like, okay, like even though all the weird shit's happening.
Yeah.
She like kind of starts digging it. Oh, it was right. We skipped a little bit.
We did.
Yeah. So Maya, the redhead that has a crush on Christian, she sneaks across at night because she's in there too. She's like in the bunkhouse. And leaves like a little carved
a little love rune, token.
Yeah, under his bed, and Josh sees it. And then one of them takes it.
Christian takes it, I want to say.
Josh takes it.
Oh, he does? Okay.
And explains, like, what it is.
I feel like that's something that you don't, like, take.
Like, oh, someone has a crush. Or maybe it was Christian.
Yeah.
I just remember it being explained, like, oh, someone has a crush on you.
Pele explains it to him, like... He, like, gets this, like, smile on his face, and he's just like, oh, yeah, that's this.
And that's when Mark, it's during that day that Mark pees on the ancestral tree.
And Mark is just doing a lot of douchebag things anyway. Like, he's walking around with a vape pen and stuff, and I'm like, Mark, you're a dick.
Like, respect these people that you're staying with.
I wrote down descriptions for the main cast, and I wrote next to him, asshole.
Yeah.
He's like, just very disrespectful. Like,
but I can understand, too, like, he didn't know. It's this tree that had fallen, mm-hmm. But it was a super big old tree. It didn't have bark on it anymore, and it was laying there. It kind of looked like it had been taken care of.
Yeah.
And he just walks over and, like, pees on it.
Yeah. Well, it's where they put the elder's ashes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he doesn't know that.
He doesn't know that.
But still, I mean, they have restrooms there.
They have restrooms. You don't just, like, go on the side of a field and pee when you know that there are bathrooms. And you're around people you don't know. And
well, I mean, guys do.
Well, yeah, but, like...
Still. Yeah.
One of the guys flips out on Mark.
Oh, big
like,
time.
Is sobbing, is like, how dare you? Like, you desecrated this whatever. And all of the villagers have to, like, talk him down. And, like, Pele is getting
and when
in
they're taking
both
him
of them.
Away, Mark's like, they're not going to kill me over this, are they? Oh, they do.
Yeah, they definitely do.
And then this is when, then is when Connie and Simon.
Okay.
Kind of when that happens, they get separated. Simon is just gone and comes out of
the bunkhouse with all of her stuff
and has all her stuff. And she's like, where's Simon? He left. And she's like, he wouldn't do that.
Like, she immediately knows that something's not right.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, it's only a 2-seat truck. So we're driving him and coming back to get you. And she's like, no, I would have sat on his lap.
He would have told me.
He wouldn't have just left.
Yeah.
And then so she gets trapped there for a while, but then she just like vanishes.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's, I think Danny says something like she could see Christian leaving her.
Yeah.
Like that comes up. And then that's when they sit down to dinner.
They sit down to dinner and the guy that flipped out at Mark is just like staring at him.
Yes.
And it's super awkward and weird and all this other stuff. And then one of the Harga ladies comes over to Mark and beckons him into the woods.
Yes. So Mark gets lured away.
Of course
and
he
then
does.
That's when Christian gets the pubic hair pie.
Yeah.
And blood drink.
And blood, and it's obvious. Like,
yeah, everyone's drinking like lemonade and his is like pink.
Yeah. So in olden times, women would like use their pubic hair and bake with it, and then whoever ate it would fall in love with them. And
I would not fall in love with someone if they baked me a pie and it had pubes in it.
No.
That's the opposite.
That's the opposite. Yep. And then women would take like their
menstrual blood
and mix it in a drink or cook with it.
Or cook with
depending on what they wanted to do.
Well,
and
Maya
that was
does
also
that.
Supposed to. And yeah, you can definitely tell. They don't talk about the drink.
No, but it's a different color.
Like,
yeah.
You know. And if you know anything about like folk tales and
folklore.
Yeah.
But I think it's also like depicted on that.
Is the
banner.
Drink depicted on
I
it
think
too?
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And so he just kind of like bites it and finds it and then like sets it down. I don't know if he continues to eat it, but Maya's like staring at him.
And yeah, so that night, Josh before bed is like kind of stressing out.
Yeah.
So you know that like now you know that he knows they're in for it.
Yeah.
So he's like stressing out. Josh goes to their like
their sacred temple essentially.
Which I didn't write that down.
During the day, like before dinner, and we're kind of jumping around here because it's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on. But before dinner, Josh gets taken into the temple where all of their sacred texts are, and the elder is like going through
stuff.
Well,
the elders agree to let Josh and Christian write their papers.
Yes.
So they're giving them like a small amount of information, but Christian isn't really. He's not into it.
Yeah.
So Josh is the one like talking to the elders, trying to find out about their history and culture, where I think
Christian's just like floating around hoping to get something.
Yeah. Talking to people about like the rituals and kind of going at it more of like a National Enquirer journalist.
Because he asked about like incest and stuff and everything like that. And it's
he's
just
asking,
awkward.
He's asking like weird stuff where Josh seems to really want to know. So Josh gets invited into their temple where they keep all of their like sacred scripts. And the sacred scripts are written by products of years of incest.
Yeah. And they're oracles.
And they're essentially
oracles.
Like an oracle. Mm-hmm. So the oracle is like the medium.
Yes.
And he paints. And then like the higher ups in the community interpret what the paintings mean.
Yes.
So they have like a bazillion logbooks of paintings. And then on the other side, there's like a description of how they interpreted it.
Okay.
And I was going to say cheaty. Josh wants to take pictures of it and they're like, fuck no.
Yeah, absolutely not. Like, you're not taking pictures of this, blah, blah, blah.
So then what does Josh do?
He sneaks out at night.
Yep.
To take pictures of it against a sacrificial pagan group's best were whatever. You know where I was going.
So then he thinks that it's Mark coming in.
This is terrible.
He's got no drawers on.
He's got no drawers. He's got no pants on.
He's got no pants on. And Josh is like, what the fuck?
What are you doing, Mark?
And it gets up close. And
somebody knocks Josh in the head.
Yeah. And you see that it's not Mark. It's somebody wearing
skin face.
Yes. He's wearing a skin mask.
Yes.
Of Mark's face. So you know Mark's dead, and then you know Josh is dead too.
Yes.
Then the next day,
like all of these people are missing, and Pele is just like, oh, you know, like I saw them.
Nobody
like,
cares.
Out. Danny is the only one that's even mildly concerned.
Yeah.
That's even
she's
mildly
like, where
concerned.
Did they go? Where'd this person go? Where's that?
Like that oh, doesn't no seem like Josh. Like whatever.
I'm sure he's somewhere.
And Christian is like, no, it's fine. Everything's fine. But I think he's being like subconsciously drugged the whole time to slowly get to the.
You think so?
I think so. Because he just does not give a rip that like all of his friends are gone. And then there's an announcement at the meal that somebody took the sacred text.
Yes.
And they don't know who it was.
So the book's missing. And then Chris gets like taken away. You think it's to be like murdered or questioned.
Mm-hmm.
And instead they take him in. He talks to like one of the higher up women.
Which is hilarious. I wrote down a quote. Do okay. you want to hear my quote? Christian says, like the woman is just like, oh, like Maya's taken a liking to you or whatever. And he says, I think I ate one of her pubic hairs. And to which she responds, sounds about right.
Like, what?
I died laughing.
I did was just too.
Like, oh my God, I love it so much.
So then he gets like talked to while all the women are dancing. And this is one part I did like. That would be so much fun.
That would be amazing. So they give Danny, like while Christian's like off doing whatever.
Christian's having the talk.
Yeah. They give Danny like this beautiful embroidered tunic, dress, whatever. And they make her a flower crown and they do her hair and braids and everything.
So there's all these like gorgeous women. They all take like magical shot because, you know.
You need all, to dance to
they're
a magical
all about
shot.
That. Yeah. The music was fantastic.
God. And this is where I was very much questioning Danny's allegiance during this. When this scene happened, I was just like, you know.
She's turning.
She's turning.
She's part of the community.
Absolutely.
Because she's like super fucked up with like 20 other
with
chicks,
all of these other.
And they're all beautiful. And this great music is playing. And they're like, it's like a folk rave.
Yeah. So they have a ceremony in order to determine who the May Queen would be. And they all take a drink of hallucinogenic whatever
mm-hmm.
and go and dance. And
they're like, what am I drinking? Oh, it's spring water with herbs. Okay,
no
fine.
Shit.
Like, all right.
And so the brunette girl that she's friends with, like they drink the tea and whatever. And they're the last one of the last few that
there's
are up.
There's three left. And at this point, you don't know how long they've been dancing, but they're super fucked up.
They're super fucked up. And they just are like dancing. I remember.
And it's like square, like not like square dance, but there's like someone like, and now to your right. And now
yeah.
to your left.
Yep.
And spin. So there's somebody like coaching them through this.
And so while Danny is dancing, she's like, I don't understand Swedish. I don't understand. And then all of a sudden,
she understands Swedish.
She starts to understand.
We're talking to each other.
She full switch. She's like,
oh,
yep,
yeah,
I'm part of the Harga now.
She, yeah.
She's like, my relationship is done. My friends are missing. Well, and they're not even her friends. Like, they're treat
no.
her like shit anyway.
Well, they're Christian's friends.
Yeah.
And
she's just living it up.
It's a
and it reminds
crazy
me.
Crazy dance party.
So I went to the Dark Star Orchestra concert thing
mm-hmm.
at Nelson Ledges in Ohio.
Yeah.
And I was in high school or whatever, but it was like 95 degrees out. And I remember dancing with Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
And just dancing in hippie skirts for like hours. And we weren't even on anything. Just
it reminded
like,
me of Hiawatha.
Yes.
Where I was on drugs. But it was the same thing. There's mm-hmm. this great folk music playing and everyone just loves each other and you're having the best time.
It was great.
Like no drama. So I could totally see like how she falls
yeah.
into this.
And so two of the girls that she was dancing with, like, run into each other and
they
are just,
like, spin and collide and fall
dying
down.
Laughing.
So then Danny's the May Queen.
She's the May Queen. And every, like, the whole village is so excited for her. Everybody is, like, embracing her. Pele, like, gives her a big old kiss.
Yeah, I wrote down, holy kiss there, Batman. because he just goes for it. That's not a friend kiss.
That's not a friend kiss. That's a
I love you kiss.
That's a we're going to be mated for life kiss. That's a you're the May Queen, I'm the May King. And
I don't think there's a May King.
This is what's going to happen.
I think I know. It's like I'm going to hook up with the May Queen.
Yeah.
So then
good old time.
Yeah, Christian at that point, like while they're dancing and he's sitting there, he took a drink too.
Yeah. And he just looks pissed. Like the last, before the ritual happens with him.
Yeah.
He just looks irritated at the whole thing.
Well, his friends are gone. She's getting all this crazy attention.
Because she's a beautiful lady and.
Yeah. So then they have dinner where they do more shots of who knows what.
Yeah.
And then Christian gets up and leaves, and then they take her away to start blessing things.
Yes,
blessing the crops and blessing this and that, mm-hmm. as the May Queen, like that's her job, and she's like burying little things and like,
yeah, she's doing all
doing
this
a
stuff.
Lot of pageantry, mm-hmm. that I mean the May Queen has to do.
Yeah.
So then,
oof.
Yeah,
this is a lot, and I can understand if somebody would to fast forward through this entire scene. 100%. Ugh. I don't think it was necessary, but I can understand with all the other rituals happening that.
Well, they take Christian aside and they're like, breathe in for your vitality, and they like blow smoke in his face.
Yeah.
And I wrote down boner smoke.
Boner smoke. Yeah.
Yep. And then, like, the most fucked up sex scene happens.
I'm
not the most fucked
I'm
up.
I'm trying to think of other sex scenes I've seen in movies.
There's
this
like
one.
A circle of all aged women, and then Maya is laying on the ground in the middle of it
with
and
like a ton
like,
of flowers
and
stuff.
They're like, go for it. And he's all fucked up and he's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think it was
and
like
it's quite a long scene. And they're like holding her hands like as they're doing it.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It's
and it's
really
just, whatever. I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah.
I would not.
It's not for me.
It's not for me. But if it's for any of you guys out there, I mean, more power to you.
Okay. So then Danny comes back, mm-hmm. and she like hears weird noises in this barn because all the women are like chanting. It's kind of like a big production. And she looks through the keyhole.
Well, and the brunette that's with her, like her friend, is just like, oh, that's not for us.
Yeah,
like, Danny like questions like what's going
like,
on in there.
Better not look. Well, she looks. She pukes.
Or she does.
So she's like having a freak out.
She's having a little bit of an episode.
And I thought this was kind of cool because okay, say that was you, and you were with like 10 of your friends, and instead of them being like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I'm gonna beat them up, I'm gonna do this. If they all collectively cried with you.
They like
wouldn't that be like very
yes
like
cathartic
yes it seems like it would be a really good energy release
so
to be in an emotional state and instead of your friends trying to give you sympathy they just cry with you.
They gather Danny up essentially and I can picture them in their head going like what a dick like we need to help you and they just like wail with her and like cry and sob and it's just
and
very
it kind of like
emotional.
You think back to when she found out her family died,
mm-hmm.
and she's screaming, sobbing, hysterical, and Christian is just like petting her head.
He's like petting her head and I know he's thinking like, oh fuck, now I have to be with her forever.
Yeah. Where another like super traumatic thing happens to her in her life and her like group is there to just
her tribe.
Oh my god, please do not say that. Her people who she just met are there to like cry.
Her vibe tribe.
You're so dumb.
And so Christian finishes up what he's doing and the actor like Jack Rayner
I read that too
decided to do this because they weren't gonna have him do a full frontal or anything.
They were gonna have him put on like a robe, like a ceremonial robe, and he decided that like no, because he like gets up and he's like, what did I do? Kind of.
Yeah.
And like, he just books it out of there naked and he's like holding his junk.
Mm-hmm.
But he did that, I guess, because so many women in film get portrayed when something weird like that happens as being like super vulnerable and helpless.
Yeah.
So he did it too to be like, hey, guys can be like that too.
Like, you can say what you want and not like the film and stuff like that, but that part was cool. Like, well, that was...
There were parts I yes. liked.
Yes.
There was a lot of it that I liked. But a lot overall, of it. And I think going into it, because so many people were like, oh my God, it's so good. It's so good. You have to see it. And it's like, is it that good?
I think if you just went into this film thinking like, okay, I'm just going to watch a movie and not have it built up. Like, I think.
I still would have been on the fence about it. But I would have been more on the fence.
Yeah.
Because like I said, there was a lot of stuff that I really liked. But as a whole,
yeah,
it like didn't make up for the stuff I didn't like.
Yeah, I get it.
So then that's when Chris goes running into a barn to hide, essentially. And he sees your most hated thing ever.
Simon.
Simon. And they did the blood eagle on him.
And you can see it. Like, it's full.
It's very graphic. Yeah.
Yeah. Which... they show his lungs, like, expanding and stuff. He would die. Like, you would be dead.
Well, I read somewhere, I don't know that much about anatomy, but your lungs only expand and contract because of your diaphragm.
Yeah.
Once they're out of you, like, they're not going to do that. So
you
it says,
essentially
like,
die of, like, well, bleeding out and suffocation.
Yeah. Yeah. So he has his lungs pulled out through his back. It's pretty freaking nasty.
It's pretty gross. Yeah.
Then Chris turns around and gets drugs in his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like numbing drugs. Like, he's paralyzed.
Yes. So that was scary. He was paralyzed.
Worst fear.
Have you seen What Lies Beneath?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I was just thinking about being paralyzed and that reminded me of it. Then... we kind of skip. There's a ceremonial building that no one's allowed in.
Yeah.
Throughout
the
thing.
It's a big yellow triangle.
Yeah. Big yellow triangle building. And it's an A-frame, but it looks like a big yellow triangle. It's their ceremonial building. Nobody's allowed in it. Well, then for this last part of the ritual, nine people are sacrificed, 4 outsiders, and then 4 community members. Yep. And then 1 is selected by the May Queen. So the one that's selected by the May Queen can either be another outsider, or they do like a
drawing,
like a lottery ball.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Exactly. So a ball pops up as a number that represents somebody in the community, and then that person steps forward.
Yeah.
While they're going through this, they're wheeling in the dead people into the temple. So there's Mark, and they have him in like a jester unit.
A jester's hat.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
But he's just like he's stuffed. So he's been like skinned and stuffed with straw.
Blech.
Yeah.
I mean, you see everybody.
You see everybody get wheeled in. Then, the community members that are in it are volunteers.
Yep. And it's Pele's friend Dan who
volunteers,
who brought in Connie and Simon.
Yes.
And then another dude.
9 die in total. So the 2 older people were the first people from the community to die, right?
Yeah.
That counted as like part of the 9. So yeah, they're like weird looking stuffed puppet people. It's pretty gross. And then they gut a bear, which...
we don't need to go into anatomy of bears and stuff, because and I have both, like, gutted animals before, and it's just...
They gut a bear, and they put Christian inside the bear.
And sew him up.
And sew him up, so he's wearing, like, a bear suit. And then they have to pick between... Well, before they put him in the bear suit, he's sitting there in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And they leave it to the May Queen to pick between a community member or Christian.
And they're like, take your time, Danny. And Danny is just like, oh, Christian.
Nope. Hey, you. Well, do you think that she would do that, though?
What?
Pick him just right off the bat like that?
Yes.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, she takes like a couple of minutes to like mull it over, but...
like none of the last 4 years like mattered at all.
Like, he's a huge dick. Not he saying was. That he deserves to be. Let's see. I have it written down here.
Raised your hand.
I said Christian somewhere in here. Yes, Christian was an asshole. I don't think he deserves that, but I didn't hate it.
Agreed. Okay, I agree.
Yeah.
I don't think that he deserved to die.
To be and sewn she in has a bear to
realize
suit.
Too, because she's like super upset that he cheated on her, but they are on so many drugs,
so many and this drugs, community man.
Is so fucked up. Like, she couldn't be like, oh, I'm sure he was on drugs.
Yeah. And that's why.
It wasn't like he just snuck away with her.
Right.
Like, the whole situation is bananas.
It's so, bananas.
But then she doesn't know, and the other guy is like this upstanding member of the community.
Yep. He walks right up and is just like, okay.
Okay, it's me. Like, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Christian ends up getting picked, and they put him in a bear suit. And then the two volunteers, they, like, give drugs to, like, make the pain less.
But it's not less. You see them not less. Burning a little bit.
And so they go in the building, and they set it on fire. And then she, like, smiles. Now, do you think she's smiling, like, I'm part of this community?
Because she's in a drug-induced
fire. Or do you think she's smiling because she's drugged up? Or,
I think, like, she is smiling, and this is, like, the good part of me. I think she's smiling because she has found her family, and she's said goodbye to her old life, and this is her new life. And
saying goodbye to her old life means watching all your friends die and never returning home?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. But I also think that the drugs probably, like,
had something to do with it.
Had a lot to do with it.
Because I feel like they've only been there for 9 days.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden she's like, I'm part of this community.
She has been through a lot of trauma in her life.
But see, now do you think her and Pele will go back and bring more people in? Oh, no, that was only every 90
years. That was only every 90 years. So I think now, her and Pele are going to be, like, together.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
Like, that was a whole
Do
setup.
Do you think Pele brought her to the community knowing she was going to be the May Queen?
No, maybe not knowing she's going to be the May Queen, but knowing that she would stay.
Okay. That's kind of what I think, too.
Yeah.
This, like, is a long one.
I know.
That's okay. We knew it was going to be long. At least I knew it was going to be.
Yeah, that's because it was... So, 2.5 hours.
Are there any questions that you want to talk about?
No, I don't think so.
I liked the imagery, and I liked the flowers, and I liked that stuff.
I liked a lot of it. I just think it was too long.
Yes.
And I think it was overrated for being horror, and it was more of like...
It could have. It was not more like a
drama,
a horror movie
with a few like disturbing images.
Yes, I will agree with you on that. Overall, I really liked it,
but without like seeing how everyone dies. Like if they would have toned that down,
yeah.
Like if the old people just would have went away, yes. And like
I think it could have been like a thriller.
Would have been a thriller.
Psychological thriller.
Or even like a fantasy type, because the drug stuff is like pretty cool how they... Is this Mike's biker gang?
Yeah. Up? The Hex Angels. They rode up. I know.
But yeah, I mean, it was good, but I think it was overrated.
Yeah.
Would I watch it again? I probably not, but I might watch it. I might watch the director's cut.
Yeah. I would watch it again.
Yeah.
But it's just because I liked it.
Yeah. It wasn't for me.
That's all right. I would recommend it. Would you recommend it to someone if you prepared
I would
prepared
recommend
them?
It to somebody that maybe didn't like scary stuff as much. Okay.
Yeah.
I would more of like a thriller type, but I'd say, oh, it's a thriller, but there are some like kind of intense scenes that you can just skip.
Yeah. All right, so this is like an hour and a half-ish.
Whatever.
It's fine.
It happens.
But yeah, so that is Midsommar. I feel like we could have talked more about it, but we just wanted to like...
I wasn't super into it. I'm sure after the podcast, as days go on, we will probably talk about different parts of it, but
yeah,
I wasn't like oh my God, best thing I've ever watched.
That's true.
And the next couple that we do are going to be shorter because I feel like they're right to the...
They're going to be shorter and they're so fun.
Yes.
I'm very excited for those.
Me too.
So anyway, if you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the next few weeks, and we have a few that are super exciting, like I just said, that are summer flicks. Yay. Follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We have a web page and all that other fun stuff. So,
all right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you so much. We're up over 1,000 listens. Woohoo! So that's exciting. All right. Have a nice night, guys.
Bye.
Bye.